This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gil Wagner from Dornbos Heating and Air Conditioning. Hef Belaris from Marble Emporium. And Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show with a half hour left to pack it into, so let's light this candle. Elwood Bunny, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our contact information and to download podcasts and previous shows. Let's get this bird off the ground. Gil, we have a question here. Was quoted $7,000 for a new air conditioner. I only think it requires a new starter. How do I know if I'm getting taken advantage of? Gil?
It's taken advantage of how old the unit is, first of all, and do they do a full diagnostic on it? Do they give you a diagnostic sheet to check voltages, check everything in the air conditioner before they told you you need a new one? So there's a lot of stuff you should check before you just save you a new one. Like, you know, it could just be a small capacitor, and especially with all the storms going on right now, that's the most common failure is capacitors, and you can get a capacitor for a couple $100.
Got it. If a listener want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you guys?
708-831-2281 or dornbos.com/WGN.
Karen from Schaumburg, Illinois, wants to know the difference, Gary, between vinyl windows and the windows that you guys are selling, not the vinyl windows, the
Marvin Infinity fiberglass.
Yeah, the fiberglass versus vinyl.
Oh, that's actually very easy. So vinyl windows are made out of plastic. They're going to expand and contract at the highest rate. Fiberglass is the strongest material you can use to make a door or window out of. It's going to be 8 times stronger than vinyl.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach you guys.
844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com.
We have Hef here, but for his mother's sake, I'm going to try to pronounce his name correctly. Okay? Hefestian Polaris. How'd I do?
Great.
I crushed it. Okay, it'll be Hef from now on. You are a new addition onto the show, a new expert, so we don't have any questions for you. So I'm just going to pepper you with a couple of questions so our listeners could get to know you and maybe call him with some questions. How long have you guys... The name of your company, Hef?
The name of our company, Marble Emporium.
And you're located?
Northbrook.
And how long family-run business?
Family-run since we started 1987, so we've been around for a while.
Your mom and dad?
My mom and dad.
Yep. God bless you. And you cater towards the everyday homeowner, commercial, who's your typical client?
All of the above. We do commercial, we mostly do residential, and we do a lot of residential in the North Shore.
Work with consumer direct or with contractors and developers?
We work with both, consumer direct or contractor, depending on the job, and no job is too big or too small for us.
Got it. And if our listeners want to learn more about you and your amazing company, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way, MarbleEmporiumChicago.com, and you can fill out the form to contact us.
All right, we got a compacted show here because of White Sox baseball, because of Chicago Bears football and White Sox. We kind of got squashed together here. So we're going to take a quick break here, jump right back into it, throwing it over to Gil and Dornbos, talk more about heating and air conditioning. Gil, we went from our sweating 90 to 100 degree days in July to like August has just been wet and miserable. And we're 70s, but it could still put taxing pressures on our listeners' heating and air conditioning system.
Yes, sir. Humidity is high still.
Humidity is ridiculous. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Benny. Let's drop it. 312-981-7200. We're going to try to get 3 hours into 2.5 hours, and we're going to do it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-917-2000. Our breakfast today at the Aqua. We moved it to the Aqua Hotel because there's construction in front of NBC Tower. So we kind of, Egg Harbor Cafe, was, business is down. Probably stock price is dropping a little bit because we haven't been there for the past 6-8 weeks. Hope to be back there soon. There was a family sitting next to us with four boys. Probably what, Gil? Under five?
For sure, under five.
Four boys under five. We started talking. I'm like, hey, great job, guys. You're doing a fantastic job. Just like hang out for another 20 minutes until we're done with breakfast. I didn't need any kids wigging out, screwing up our breakfast, right, selfishly. And we started talking. The guy's like, he's from Northwest Indiana, Chesterton. Their electric's been out since Tuesday. Came to Chicago, I think, Wednesday night or Thursday night.
Thursday night,
and he's been here living with his family. Chesterton, so Maryville, out to Valpo, he said. Gary is out. I don't know what you're doing, Nipsco. Might want to work a little faster. So a little crazy out there in Northwest Indiana with these storms. And I just segue to that because you've got something going on with Fire Buddies and children battling a serious illness. You know, not that those kids were sick or anything, but you are doing something to take care of children as well.
Yes, sir. We have partnered with Project Fire Buddies. They're located in Tinley Park. It's basically like Make-A-Wish, Big Brothers, Big Sisters meets firefighters. It's awesome. It's a great organization. Right now we're doing our Cooling with a Cause campaign, where every system you purchase from Dornboss or you have installed or half system, we donate some money from every single install. Right now we're donating about $8,000 so far. So we're doing really well. So give us a call if you're looking for a new heating and cooling system, or if you're just looking to have your AC tuned up before we go, make sure it's working before the end of the season. We're donating $5 for every maintenance or tune-up done on an AC system.
Are you guys also working, doing ductwork cleaning? Is that something that you guys do? We never talked about it.
Yeah, we do a lot of ductwork cleaning. Getting into the fall, people are going to start getting their duct cleaned. We actually just bought a brand new duct cleaning machine last week because our other one, we use it so much, it broke. So, yeah, we do that. We can do duct cleaning. We can do I know Lou has talked about like AeroSeal before. We do AeroSeal, furnace maintenance, pretty much all aspects of HVAC we can do.
What's AeroSeal?
AeroSeal is it's a sealant you can put in your ductwork. It seals the duct so that the air can't get out.
No way.
Because every joint is a exit point for air, and it doesn't get to where it needs to be. So that's why your basements are always so cold, because all the air is escaping all the joints in your ductwork.
So you put a guy through there, or what do you do?
It's a special machine that pressurizes the ductwork, and then we fill it full of sealant.
I was going to say that would be kind of a small person to make it.
Yeah, we send a little guy in there.
All right. Well, we all know that this is going to be happening pretty soon. And Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You want to get your system. I mean, we're probably 90 days away from getting kicked in the teeth, 120 days away. You don't want to think about it. But
yeah, you don't want to, but, you know, everybody's going back to school. Kids are back in school. It's going to start, you know, turning soon. You go to stores. Pumpkins are in this for sale at the different stores. All the Halloween decorations are out. So it's time to think about fall safety of your furnace. Always, like I always talk about, change your filter on a regular basis. Get us out there to get your maintenance on your furnace. Make sure you have a good CO detector. We talked about this last time I was here. I think you need to get a low number pickup, the one that picks up the lowest numbers possible. That'll alert you at 25 parts per million. So after 25 parts per million, a couple hours, you're going to start feeling it really bad. So you
on the carbon monoxide?
Carbon monoxide detector, yeah. You want to have something that's going to be... that picks up a low number and alerts you sooner than later. So,
can you get that at a big box store, an Ace, or somewhere locally?
You can, but just make sure you read the boxes. We do carry them at our office too. Just make sure you read the information. It's a what do they call it again? It's a low level detector. It's right. So you want to pick up the lowest level before it gets dangerous.
Can you hardwire that into a house?
You can. Yep. They make low level hardwire ones. They make battery operated ones. They make plug in ones. They make everything. All of those. But the low level is the most important part, though. So you want to have them 15 feet from the furnace and outside of each living space of like bedrooms.
Hmm. And how much do those typically cost? What's the investment to save your family's life?
They're maybe $50 to $100 a piece, depending on which brand you buy.
Got it. So, and you have them in your trucks?
We do.
There you go.
We do. We have them in our trucks. So when you're doing a maintenance or service call or just want to have one installed, we can do it for you.
Somebody comes out and says, hey, or calls... just the company that's been the sticker that's been on the side of the furnace or air conditioning unit for the past 15 years or 20 years they've been in the house. They might not realize that that name on the sticker might not be the same owner's. Can you dive a little deeper into that, right? It could be the Hochberg Heating and Air Conditioning Company, right? But the Hochbergs sold out to a private equity firm, and the private equity firm kept the Hochberg name and got a hold of the Hochberg database, and they're blasting out emails saying, hey, you know, Hochberg's client list, why don't you let us come in? It's not the same. Can you talk about the level of professionalism from a company that used to be family-owned against a company that's now owned by a private equity, and how would anyone know that's listening the difference that sale happened?
So the biggest difference is the customer service you're going to get when they call, right? So you're going to get the caller that sent that, or the message that earlier about the feel they got ripped off. They all they need is a small part. Generally, with a private equity firm company like that, they're pushing new equipment, and they're going to be real high end equipment and real high end pricing for low end equipment, right? There's no way to really tell unless you ask them, or if you call, you know, you call Hochberg Heating and Cooling, speaker's been on there, but they answer the phone, you know, Dave's Heating and Cooling now, then you know that there was a purchase or a sale or what happened. So, because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll send it through one main company and they answer the phone with whatever the new company is.
Sure. Well, here, just to let everybody know what happened, the calls get routed through a central call center. And then there's somebody at the other line, might not even be in the United States, that answers the call, and it says 312 or 773 or 847 or whatever the old number was. And it pops up, you know, David's Heating and Air Conditioning, and they answer it, hi, you know, welcome to David's or Hochberg's HVAC. And they might not even be in Illinois. They might not even be in the United States. It just pops up on their screen. So and I'm doing this for a reason, because our listeners have no idea when they're calling their old HVAC company, they think they're still working with the family-owned HVAC company.
Yeah, until they get to your house. Yeah, then they'll be in a different truck with a different name on it usually. So
correct. Yeah. So what the listener should do is always ask, is it still family-owned, right? Yes. Or is that company still run by the Smith family or the Hochberg family, right? Or is it owned by a private equity? And they have to tell you the truth. And if they don't tell you the truth, shame on them. And then I would look at also their Google reviews over the past year or two and see if the grading has gone down, and find out when any takeover has happened, like any transition has happened, because you might not be working with the same family-owned business that you thought you were, and it's now a private equity, and instead of a $150 part that needs to be replaced, they're selling you a $8,000 to $20,000 heating and air conditioning unit.
It happens a lot, yeah. And you can also do, there's a website you can go on, and you can check to see what companies are owned by different private equity firms, too. So,
do you have that?
I don't know the website, but I know you can do that. You can do a Google search on it, and it basically, there's like, I think, 10 or 11, 12 private equities in the country that are buying most of the HVAC companies right now. So,
okay. Well, Neil will look it up because he's our investigative reporter. Yep. I'd ask Charlie Romiliotis, but he's busy with Blackhawks. So
he's busy, yeah.
So, if we could address the vent cleaning, is this a good time to do the vent cleaning, and how long does the vent cleaning take?
So anytime's a good time to do vent cleaning. Anytime, winter, summer, fall, whenever you want to do it, we can do it. So vent cleaning takes about 4 to 6 hours, depending on the size of the home, size of the system. We don't just come in with a vacuum and just vacuum out each vent. We actually have a high-pressure vacuum that pulls from the downstairs, and we actually go in each run and clean each run out. So that's why it takes a long time. So those ones that are like $5 per run, you know, they're going to come in there, they're going to be in and out in an hour, hour and a half, and they're probably not going to do a whole lot for you.
For listeners that have done remodeling, right? Yes. Renovations. Good time after the remodeling and renovations done to clean the ducts?
The best time to do it. You want to clean your ducts and make sure your filters, when you're doing, anytime you're doing a renovation, change your filter 3 times more often than you normally would, just to make sure you keep your system clean. But yeah, you want to get the duct system cleaned after a renovation for sure. Yeah.
Families with pets like cats that shed and dogs that shed, how often would you recommend the ducts be cleaned for a family that has pets that shed?
Probably every, you know, 2 to 5 years, depending on how much they shed. You know,
got it.
If you got 15 dogs, you probably do a little bit more often. You know, but if you got one or two, you're probably, you know, 5 years, you're probably going to be fine. So just make sure you have a decent filter and you change it more often.
And if you're a family that's very hairy, right, there's some families like Tony here has got a very hairy, our production assistant here does all of the camera work. He was complaining how there's hair everywhere in his house because his family's very hairy, which we don't judge. It's fine.
Yeah,
he does a great job. Tony, your parents are listening and they know it's true. Same thing if you
eat
everything. Okay. Yeah. Tony, I know what I'm getting you for Hanukkah. Dorm boss will be out at your family home cleaning out
the duct for you.
Yeah, because God knows it's got to be disgusting. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine company to learn more about all the different services that Dorm Boss provides, what's the best way to reach you guys?
708-831-2281, or you can reach us online at doorboss.com/WGN. That's doornbos.com/WGN.
Dorn Boss.
Dorn is a Boss, Dorn Bose.
Well, there's an N after Dorn.
Yes.
So Dorn Boss, Bose, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, not doorknobs.
Dorn Boss.
Dorn Boss, yes.
WGN?
WGN. For special WGN listener offers.
Got it. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got Mr. Anderson coming in from... next door on window. Gary's coming up next. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Tony's parents are on line one saying, yes, we are hairy, and we appreciate the complimentary duck cleaning for Hanukkah. We'll be back after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's our call, text, and photo line sponsored by MegaPros. You can go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts, previous shows, get all of our contact information. I was just checking to see if anybody from your shop was listening because I intentionally said Gary Anderson instead of Gary Armstrong. Not one person called or texted from next door and window. Just shows you the love that they have for you.
I'm not feeling it right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm just saying. I did that on purpose, right?
Sure. You've never... Never
missed up. I've never missed a. I never missed up a name, Gary Anderson, but it's really Gary Armstrong, as everybody knows. We got some text messages here. You want to jump into that before we get to the topic that
sure.
You want to do drafty doors? Want to see how you could help? So, text message one: need to replace the side entry door and framing for my garage. Is that a job that's too small for next door and window?
Absolutely not. We'll do one door. We'll come out and do a simple storm door if that's what you're looking to have us do. But absolutely, we do doors every day.
All right. This is from Algonquin. In Algonquin, where can we get new screen door for the sliding patio door? You do that, or is that something that you don't concentrate on?
No, that's something we don't concentrate on. The sliding patio doors, you really need to find that manufacturer and contact them. That's really the only way you're going to get a good fitting sliding screen door for your sliding patio
door. How would they know?
Well, a lot of times you can look at the hardware, like the handle of the door, or you can look onto the glass. Sometimes it's etched into the glass. Hmm. It can be difficult. I don't deny that. But trying to buy one at a big box store and get a Unifit sliding patio door, that never works.
Okay. We've had, this is from 219 Northwest Indiana. Do you service Indiana?
We do.
I had a question for Gary Anderson. Again, obviously not from your company. It's really Armstrong, Indiana. Let's get with it. We've had a lot of storm damage to our windows. Can you guys help with that?
Absolutely. Just give us a call, 844-600-NEXT. We can have one of our design and energy experts come out and take a look at it, assess the situation, and let you know how we can get you up and running again.
So that storm that came through Tuesday, holy moly. It was like it was a tornado that came through, but it's like a hurricane-force winds, or I guess tornado-force winds. Hello. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not making fun of it. It was like a jailbreak. I don't know what's going on the south side, but those folks in Hickory Hills and Tinley and all of those southern suburban towns in Cook County are just getting absolutely blasted this year, and it just continued all the way on into Indiana. The rain was sideways. This guy's power that we sat next to with the four kids, been without power since Tuesday. Yeah, and the Bears want to move to Northwest Indiana. Good luck with that. There's nothing you could do at Next Door and Window, or anybody here can do, but replacing, there's going to be a lot of broken windows, Gary. There's going to be a lot of damaged doors. Yes. That wind was like 70 to 100 miles an hour. It was crazy. Trees, 100-year-old trees got toppled down. So what should our listeners do if they want to get on the schedule to have your team come out to just do a visual and see how and submit a quote to take care of that?
Sure. Well, once again, all you need to do is pick up a phone and call us, 844-600-NEXT. You schedule an appointment, and one of our design and energy experts, which is what I do, I go into the home and we assess the situation and tell you how we can help you.
Okay, so I'll play this for you as well. So it's coming.
Oh, yeah, winter's coming.
Okay, and how can our listeners prepare? So we talked to Gil, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. get out, check the furnace, make sure everything's fired up and ready to roll. You know, we got another good 60 to maybe 75, 90 days of summer here because it's going to get cool. Then, bam, we're going to get hot again, and you're going to want that sucker working. But you also want it to be able to convert over when we do hit the 50s and the 30s and the 20s. What should our listeners do? That leaky window that was cold last year that frosted over because it was leaking, or the door that when you walk by it, the handle frosts over, or the door's got frost built up on the inside because there's a leak there. What should they do now to make sure that that's not uncomfortable this season?
Well, a couple things that I'll say. First of all, if you want to be prepared for winter, you have to get your order in now. It does take, right now, anything that's purchased today would be installed in October and November. So it'd be important to get out and act. But if you want to check on your door in particular, I was wanted to talk about entry doors today. So a way to check for a draft around an entry door is you simply open the storm door and have it stay open. Go in and close and lock the door and look at the gap between the door frame and the door and see if there's any light coming through.
Hmm.
A smidgen of light is a direct draft, okay? The second thing you can do is look at the gap again between the door and the frame and see if it's consistent. What you're probably going to find when you're looking at your door is that when you look from the hinge side across the top to the lock side, the door starts to drop, and that gap gets bigger as it goes across the door, almost where you can put your finger in it. That means the door is not coming into constant contact with the weather stripping, and it's going to be another source of a draft. And unfortunately for some of the older people like myself, you do have to get down on your hands and knees and look underneath the door. It's amazing the amount of light you will see underneath the door. And again, it's just a direct draft from the outside.
Is it an idea for our listeners who can't get on the floor? Okay, well, they can, but they'd never get back up. I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying. But you know, have somebody come over at night. Okay, this might sound crazy, but you know, I'm a marketing genius here.
Okay,
self-proclaimed. Have somebody, a friend, go out with a flashlight when it's dark out. Turn the lights off in the house, and if they could see the light come through the door, there's no need for them. You know, they could get a chair, a foldable chair. Put it back 10, 15 feet from the door, have their friend outside with the flashlight, and you shouldn't be able to see any light coming through the door. Is that another way to check?
That would be a fine way if you have a friend to come over to do that.
With a flashlight.
With a strong enough flashlight, yes. But really, any light you see at all just means that the door's drafting. That's it.
Can you save a current door by reframing the opening, or is it already typically that door's been in there a long period of time and you just need to replace everything?
Probably the toughest thing to do is to try to re-square an existing door in the existing opening. So the door is expanded and contracted over how many years? How old is the door? The frame mm-hmm. has done the same thing. So trying to rework all this to get it back square, that is probably the most difficult thing to do. It's better just get everything out of the opening. We can re-insulate. We can seal everything down better for you and re-square the door properly in the opening.
847 texting in, does Nextdoor do interior wood doors?
Unfortunately, no. That's a different beast.
Got it. So you do just exterior doors, entry
Correct.
Doors, exit doors, all
Correct.
That stuff. And the pricing of doors with all the tariffs or anything, are they built locally? Are they built in the United States, or are they imported from other countries?
No, they're built right here in Sugar Creek, Ohio.
Wow.
Okay.
So, okay.
Actually by the Amish. It's kind of fun to watch them working in the factories.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yes, and they do a great job, and the doors that we sell have a baked-on finish, so it's very much like a car finish.
Okay.
So you're never really maintaining the door at all. You're just enjoying the beautiful new entryway. And yes, it can be a front door, it can be a side door, it can be a garage door, basement door. We have all different types of doors for those needs.
To get more information about you and your fine company, it's Armstrong, not Anderson. So if you call over, ask for Gary Anderson. He does. Do you have a Gary Anderson that works there?
No, we do not.
Okay, then you'll know. So if you get calls for Gary Anderson at the shop, they know it's for you because of my trial, float the balloon here. So glad that your team is listening. The best way to get a hold of you.
Again, it's 844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm David Hochberg. We've got Tef coming up next from Marble Emporium in Northbrook. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tony's dad is officially now listening to the show. He missed the entire part about the how hairy they all are and how they need duck cleaning and how I gave it to them as a Hanukkah gift, Gil.
He didn't hear it, so it ain't happening, right?
we're going to have to download the podcast of that, and Tony could get that to his dad. We're talking about his dad, not his mom. Just want to point that out. His mom is beautiful. Dad, not so much. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We've got Hef from Marble Emporium in Northwood coming up next.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I'm
in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
On phonics.
Yeah, I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hephaestian Balerian. Balerist.
Balerist.
Gosh dang it. All right, I was close.
Close.
How big is your facility in Northbrook, and where is it located?
It's a big facility. It's got a full warehouse and a full shop. It's located on 2200 Carlson Drive.
Website, if our listeners want to check out what you guys do?
The website is marbleemporiumchicago.com.
So if I am a home builder, if I'm building a home, if I'm blowing out my kitchen, right? Yep. If I want to, I've got a friend of mine, Julie, who owns Studio Spin. She's out there right now blowing out her kitchen right now, right? And how soon before they want to blow out the kitchen should they contact you if they're working with an interior decorator? What is the lead time to contact you to get in, and how can you help our listeners with their design and stone choices?
If they're working with a contractor, definitely talk to your contractor. And for us, the lead time from measurement of your countertops is 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So, but then you have to budget time to select the material,
right,
and design it.
How long does that take? I mean, how far in advance does somebody have to be coming into your shop or contacting you to select the stone to make sure it's the right stone, so you could source it, get it in your shop, so you could cut everything in your own facility?
We cut everything in our own facility. It really depends on the job and the size of the job and the particular homeowner. Like, how particular are you? Some people come in and it's a small job. They select their materials right away, one day. Some people have to take their time. It's a couple of visits to our facilities. We might help you. If you're looking for something specific, we might help you direct you to different supply companies in the local Chicago area. So
for the stone.
For the stone.
And then the stone is shipped to you, and then you guys craft it in your back of your facility with all your machines.
Right. This is natural stone, so every slab is different.
Mm-hmm.
You might like something in our warehouse, but you might not fall in love with something.
Right.
You might go to somewhere nearby, and you might take a few trips to a few different supply companies to find that right one that you love.
But you could direct them to the different places that you have relationships with, and I'm sure it's a small industry, and everybody knows each other, and everybody's referring everybody to try to move your stone. And it's like you said, your stone might be beautiful, but it's not what that homeowner wants for their specific need or their specific room for their specific job.
You will have a design consultant who will help you choose the material, source the material, and all other design aspects of the job.
And for the commercial developer, right, for the GC, Jeremy from MegaPros does a lot of kitchens, right? He's out with his family today. Unfortunately, he's not here. He does a lot of kitchens and baths and outdoors, and a lot of stone is used, because I called him like, hey, you know, is there any conflict? Have you ever heard? He's like, I've heard of the company. They're great. So when you're working with a contractor, general contractor, like a MegaPros on the show, or you've got other ones locally that's part of the chamber, I met you at the Northbrook Chamber, what is it like working with those companies, and what type of services do you offer to a GC that is looking to come to you for stone?
We work with a lot of GCs and
general contractors.
Sorry. What do we offer them? We help them. Again, we help them source the stone. That's not something a GC could generally do, although they're involved. And we help with the design, and we project manage from the beginning to the end. So there's different phases. There's the measurement, the fabrication, and the installation.
And your team is coming out to do the measurement of whatever area needs to be installed right wherever the stone's going, and it falls, the buck stops with you guys.
That's right. Buck stops with us.
And how long in advance, what is the lead time for getting the slab to your facility, or slabs, depending on how big the job is, and for you going out to a homeowner, like today, right? We're mid-August. It's August 15th, okay? So if somebody came to you and the stone, you're like, okay, stone's over here. It's going to be delivered to our shop this week, and we're going to come out and measure it. And then so from the 17th of August, if the stone's in your shop, to come out to measure a home in the Chicagoland area. Do you go all over Chicago?
We go all over Chicago. We go outside Chicago, too.
Okay, you go to Northwest Indiana?
We do.
Up to Wisconsin?
We go Wisconsin. We go Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We go all over.
You go as far out. How far out do you go? You go out to DeKalb?
Well,
past DeKalb, or is that kind of too far west?
DeKalb, that's fine. The further we go, it's the bigger jobs we do.
Got it.
The further out. Your question about lead times?
Yeah.
Once we have everything set, it takes a couple days to get the measurement tech out, and after that, it's 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. If you're calling in now, we're pretty packed, so it's a little bit longer than that. It's going to be 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. And you do all the installing. You don't let the GCs do it. They contract it out to you to do the measuring, the edging, and all the different style of backsplash and all the different whatever the heck that you guys do. That's on you, right? 100% on you guys?
That's right. Some of them come to us with their own drawings. They've already decided what the design is going to be.
Right.
But, yes, all the measurement, fitting it all together, fabricating it to size, installing it to size, that's all on us. And we're a one-stop shop, so we can take accountability for that, for the whole project.
Website, if our listeners want to go to look at the jobs and check out your company, because we have a very, very vast audience here all over the world, to be honest with you. What's the best website for our listeners to go to check out the types of stones that you guys offer, types of finishes and surfaces that you guys offer, and the different backsplashes? Is that the right term of it, or what's the right term to use?
Backsplash. Backsplashes. Generally, the backsplashes are from the same stone as the counters themselves.
Okay.
So, and we're always bringing in new material. So, the best way to contact us is just to talk to us, call us, or get on our website, MarbleEmporiumChicago.com.
MarbleEmporiumChicago.com. And if they wanted to come out and check out your facility,
absolutely.
What number do they call to set up a visit?
847-205-4000, or you can fill out a form on the website.
Fill out a form on the website.
Yeah, that's the best way.
And you're also open to work with interior decorators and designers?
Absolutely.
You're looking to bring those trades into your and those skill levels into your shop as well?
Interior designers, architects, contractors, all of the above.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out, or contractors, or general contractors or designers, best way to reach you?
847-205-4000.
Website one more time before we hit the break?
MarbleEmporiumChicago.com.
All right. Well, thanks for that amazing information. We're going to take a quick break here. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I had a one-on-one talk with Charlie to remind him that the White Sox are playing in Detroit and the Cubs are playing in Chicago. Just want to clarify that up so all future sportscasts should be spot on. 312. He's a hockey guy. Just give him a little break. You know, Blackhawks royalty. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So, Gary, during the break, we talked to Tim and Tinley, sent in this text message. How much to get a basement window with sash replaced? Mine is leaking, and we called him off air during the break. It was a window well window that
Correct.
You do not sell.
Correct.
So I connected them with the fine people, Roy, Laura Ann, and Joel from Permaseal during the break via text, and they're going to reach out to Tim and Tinley to take care of him with his needs. So you don't do window well windows.
Those are typically steel windows that are set into the brick.
Got it.
Those are very difficult to change.
Okay. That's good to know for our listeners. Tommy in Naperville, how are you, my friend?
Wet.
I like that. Okay, very descriptive. Well, I'm glad you didn't say moist, because a lot of people don't like that word. I do, but a lot of people don't.
Do you know what I mean by deep, deep watering all your trees?
That it's watering into your basement at the same time as the water?
No. Don't have to worry about that. But deep watering your trees sometimes is a very good thing, and it'll help the growth.
Okay. Well, thanks for that tip. How can we help you with, it says here, home inspection for a home equity loan, and nothing about deep watering trees. Was that why you called, the deep watering of the trees or the home inspection for a home equity?
So when you get a home inspection on a brand new purchase or a redo of your home,
yeah,
if you have a home inspection and you want to find it, the deficiencies that when you go for like a $250,000 loan on a $1 million piece of property, once you have that inspection, my question to you is that if I find something or the contractor or the inspector company finds something, once you fix that, do you have to show the inspection that you just did to the new mortgage people that want to give you a loan?
So you're buying a home. Is this a buying a home, or do you currently own a home?
Currently. I want to get $250,000 out of a $1 million piece
okay.
of property to do some upgrades.
Got it. So you want a home equity line of credit against your home for $250,000. I'm just trying to frame the question here. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. You could get up to $250,000 line of credit with Consumers Credit Union with no appraisal at all. That's number one. Okay? You go to $250,001 and above, you need to order an appraisal. So as long as you're not doing going above $250,000, you don't need a home inspection. They don't care about the home inspection. You already own the home. And what you do with the property after you get the money is none of their concern. It's your money. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yes. And my question is getting an inspection on a piece of property that you already own, is that a healthy thing to do?
If you think that there's something wrong with it, yeah. Just to do it is kind of a waste of $500 to $800.
But new eyes,
yeah.
Somebody that's looking at something saying, hey, listen, so-and-so, you know, this is kind of getting weak.
Yeah.
You know, or you need some new gutters, or you need...
You know who else does that, Tommy? You know who else does that? MegaPros. MegaPros has a year-round I'm trying to think of what they call it, a home sustainability view. They come out twice a year, look over your house and give it a report of what needs to be done, what might need to be done, what they recommend to be done, and you could pick and choose what type of projects that you want them to complete for you.
May I say one more thing?
Sure. It's called the Preventative Maintenance Program. It just popped into my head.
Okay. I don't know how strong you people think you are on the radio station,
mm-hmm.
but people listen to you because they are entrusting you, and you are a trustworthy people to advertise to these people that you're saying, well, MegaPros or whatever. You guys know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Because if you didn't know what you were talking about, you wouldn't be on the radio no more.
Well, we appreciate that. Do you have any other... Did we help you?
Sure.
Okay.
Now do I get free tickets to the air show that's drowned out today?
Yeah, everybody does.
Yes.
Everybody does. Everybody that calls can get free tickets to the air show. Just go to Oak Street Beach and it's all free. Or just look up if you're in downtown Chicago and the show's free. But hang on for your... It's called the Preventative... what is it again, Neil? Preventative... I forgot already. Preventative Maintenance Program by MegaPros. So call them up, 847-658-8989. Hang on, I got it right here. Hold on, MegaPros.
847-658-8989.
Call that number. They'll come out and do an eyeball of your home. I do recommend, if you've done major work on your home, Tommy, and I've been recommending this for 20 years, if you've done major work on your home, after it's done, you might want to have a home inspector come out to make sure that the contractor, the GC that you use, did a good job, and just as a second set of eyes. Just a recommendation,
right?
Just an investment. But what the lender that you get the home equity line of credit from does not care what you do with the money and is not going to send an inspector out to inspect the work that you did. So you don't have to worry about that. That's just on you. Peace of mind, if you want to do it, you can. Okay, buddy?
Thank you.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. We're a little late for the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a text question for all of you guys. text questions. I guess it's plural, Gil. I know you're looking at me. That's not the proper way to say
don't,
it.
Don't forget the Sox don't play at the Cell.
I know.
Play
I was going to get
field,
that.
So.
I got, the town right.
You could have said Comiskey, but you didn't. So you're at least you're newer.
I know. The Sox play at Guaranteed Rate Field. Okay.
I think it's just Rate Field now.
Oh, it's Rate Field. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me again. they play on the south side. So the Sox are playing in Detroit, not in Chicago. Have a nice day. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. More calls and texts after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 630-TEXT for you, Hef. Question for the Marble Guy. You're now known as the Marble Guy. Nice job. You've graduated from Hef to the Marble Guy.
Appreciate it.
Possible to replace current quartz countertop, but like the current tile backsplash. I guess that would be, forgot, is it possible, I'm assuming. So is it possible to replace current quartz countertop, but like the current tile backsplash? So can they replace the countertop without screwing up the backsplash?
It's possible, but there is a little bit of a risk when we remove the counter that the bottom row of the tiles get chipped. Some of them get chipped. So we would recommend, it would be great if they had some extra replacement tiles to be able to put in afterwards. One other thing we've done is add a small 2-inch stone backsplash to cover any chipped tiles.
So when you come in, the current countertop is already removed, right? Typically?
We can remove. We can remove current countertops.
I see. So I'm thinking of a contractor, a GC already in there.
Right.
It's done the work, put the floor in, put the new counter, put the new cabinets in, ups and downs. There's just a piece of plywood there so the family could do their business on it until the stone comes in. But this is a current homeowner looking to replace their countertop, and you guys would come in working direct with the homeowner to take it out. You could chip the bottom couple of rows.
That's right.
But
that's
you do
right.
your best to try not
we do
to.
Our best. We're very careful. There is a little bit of a risk.
So when you take out the countertop, and if it has like a little bit, what's the back? Is that the backsplash? Is there an official term that goes against the wall?
The piece that goes up against the wall sits on top of the counter.
Right.
That's the backsplash, and the standard is 4 inches, but it could be higher, it could be
lower. You could go all the way up to the cabinet.
You could do a full-height backsplash.
Yeah.
That's becoming very, very popular.
Really?
Full-height backsplashes, yeah.
Okay. So maybe they should look at replacing the tile and then just go stone from the countertop all the way up to the back to the bottom of the cabinet.
Well, you know, the question is, I wonder what kind of stone do they want to replace it with, and if they do they have something in mind, or are they open to considering different options? And the stone, if they want to keep that tile, they'd have to pick a stone that either matches it, or if they want to pick something else, then maybe they do want to get a different backsplash.
Come to think of it, in the home that I live in, that my wife owns, that is how our kitchen is. We have a stone, then we have the cooktop. Right. With the burners, the 5 burners and the water thing coming out, and then they go straight up with stone. Gary,
I just have a quick question. Is there a standard thickness for a countertop? Because that would affect the backsplash and what you're putting in, right?
Yeah. The standard thicknesses are 2 centimeters and 3 centimeters. And in the Midwest specifically, 3 cm. 3 cm is very popular. Okay. 3 cm is actually, I would say, the standard for kitchen countertops.
All right. Did you get your questions answered, Gary? All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What window patio door options do you offer with screens, or do you offer window patio options?
We sell a lot of patio doors. The fiberglass door does come, 2-panel, 3-panel, 4-panel, and any sliding patio door will come with a new screen attached to it.
Okay. So you do sell them if you're buying a new door.
Correct. And if you have an aluminum door right now, please call us today. You have to get rid of that aluminum door.
How would they know if it's an aluminum door?
Well, if you just look at it, and it's usually a gray in color. But in the wintertime, you're going to know because it's going to have
cold.
Frost and ice and all that buildup on it.
Aluminum doors?
Oh, yeah. There's still plenty of them out there.
Patio sliding doors?
Yes.
Homes built what, the 50s or 60s?
Yeah, 50s, 60s, 70s.
70s, they were putting aluminum doors in there.
And even later than that, there's condominiums out there that were built in the 80s and 90s that have these aluminum doors just because they're inexpensive for the builders.
Well, the condominium's got to be careful because you got to get the Homeowners Association approval.
No, let's not talk about HOAs. Let's different topic.
That's a nasty three-letter word. 312-981-7200. 708 for you, Gil. We were affected by the recent storms. What is the best way to make sure our air conditioning unit is okay? So you don't even think of... Let's take a pause here. You're on the south side of Cook County. And even... Do you go into Northwest Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're south side. It was crazy. I saw the videos.
Yeah.
It was a tornado that came through. So you don't think about it. Your air conditioning unit is sitting outside your house, like the bastard stepchild, right? It's just sitting out there. I don't even know why I brought that up. Is that an analogy? That makes absolutely no sense because that's child abuse. But you know, it's just sitting out there, hanging out the side of your house, getting beat up.
Yes, sir.
By God knows what's flying by it. How can a homeowner? Is there a visual inspection?
So the first thing you want to do is, it's going to sound silly, but make sure it's still there, right?
Cause true.
We went to I was telling you at breakfast, we went to Homewood in a condo building, and the 108 units on the building and 75 of them are destroyed.
Wow.
You know, they disconnected, so electric's pulled out. So the first thing you want to do is I would say definitely go outside, do a visual inspection, make sure it's still there physically, make sure the wires aren't pulled out of the wall before you turn it on, make sure nothing's stuck in it, something like that. If it's not there or it's damaged or something stuck inside of it, you know, give us a call. Give Dornbross a call at 708-831-2281. And we'll gladly come out. We'll do an inspection on it. We'll test the operation, make sure it's safe. If you don't feel comfortable, do not turn it back on until you have somebody look at it to make sure that you don't have an electrical problem. Because you turn it on and there's electrical wires afraid it's going to pop a breaker. You may lose power in the rest of your house. It could, you know, depending on what goes on. Or you could, you know, short the compressor out. It could do a lot of damage to it. So we have people available 24/7 to come out and take care of that and when the power comes back on, people are going to start calling because they're not going to be working. So,
another question for you from the 630. Have you ever installed a steam humidifier? What are your thoughts about them?
We've installed a lot of steam humidifiers. They are the best humidification you can buy. The reason why is because you're putting steam in the air, not just moisture. And with the regulations over the last, you know, 20 years with furnaces, that the plenum temperature, the air temperature coming out of your furnace is a lot cooler than it used to be, so it doesn't evaporate the water and moisture as well as it used to. So the steam humidifiers work way better. There's a little bit more cost to them, but they are overall better. You don't have to have the furnace actually the heat part running to humidify with a steam humidifier. You can actually have the blower running, so you can humidify even when you're not heating. With a normal evaporative type, you have to have the furnace running. So if the furnace isn't running, you have no humidity. You can't add humidity to your house.
Is that an easy add-on?
It's easy. It's not. I mean, it's easy for us. You know, it's not easy for. I don't think
me.
You could do it, or right. A normal homeowner probably couldn't do it. But yeah, we could definitely take care of that. It's something we can take care of and do that for them anytime. So
phone number from a 630. Question for Dornbross about duct cleaning and sealing. If ducts in attic are flexible ducts, can you seal flexible ducts?
You cannot clean flexible ducts, especially depending on how old it is. I mean, an old flexible ducts used to just be fiberglass with some wire around it. Now it's a plastic, like a plastic vinyl sleeve kind of in it wrapped. So you really can't duct clean it because it'll just blow apart. Really, you hand seal it because there's all the joints where the flex is actually, they're tied. They're kind of like a big, like a cable tie, like a zip tie.
Yep.
It's called a Panduit strap. It's a very big strap that kind of seals it. So you really can't do a aero seal on it, but you can do a manual seal on it with tape and they have mastic. You can do paint on different joints, stuff like that. But you definitely cannot do a duct cleaning on it unless you want to replace all your flex duct after it's done.
Yeah, the duct cleaning would be through the low carbon galvanized duct that you could see the steel duct work.
Yeah, steel
going through
work.
Your house.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Last question before the break, Gary. We got a minute, so answer this as quick as you can. Can you tell me the type of door material that is best suited for our Chicago weather?
Insulated fiberglass.
Insulated fiberglass.
Yes, sir.
You have that in stock?
Yes, we do. Well, in stock. We order every door is custom made.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, so ordering a custom made door from order to installation today in this market right now?
9 to 11 weeks.
9 to 11 weeks. Okay, and phone number for our listeners who want to reach out?
844-600-NEXT.
And the phone number one more time, Gil?
708-831-2281.
I don't want to jip you out of giving your number out. Huff, your number, buddy, before we hit the break?
847-205-4000.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WJIP.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go out to Eric and Flossmoor. How are you, Eric?
Trying to get over all this tornado damage.
You got hit hard,
sure,
didn't you? Hold on, Eric.
Yeah, terrible.
Home at Flossmoor got their butts beat in. Yeah, that was you were like right in the center of the eye there. How much damage was done?
A lot of towering trees. If you're not familiar with Flossmoor, it's like Kenilworth,
yeah.
Only minus the lake.
Yeah.
So there's trees. I mean, a strong population of 100-foot tall trees. Some are. Have been totally uprooted.
Crazy.
At the base, and the bark is stripped off. So I'm convinced it was an actual tornado that ripped through here. But my question is this. I've got Pella windows. They're taller than they are wider. Do they still make shutters that are functional? Some of the old mansions around here still have functional shutters. And I'm thinking about either buying functioning shutters that will cover the window for a storm,
mm-hmm.
or can I take decorative shutters and convert them into functioning shutters?
Gary?
With a hinge.
Sure. First of all, the modern shutters today are made out of vinyl, so that wouldn't be any extra protection for you, but they don't function like the old world shutters do. I can tell you there's a company that makes rolling shutters, and it's like an aluminum material, and it would roll down in front of the window and give you better protection that way. They're not very decorative, mm-hmm. is the problem.
Right.
It's a big cylinder over the top of the window.
It's an industrial look.
Correct. It's more of an industrial look.
I don't want that.
Right.
I wouldn't want that out here.
I don't know of anybody that actually makes a hinge shutter. I'm sure a quality carpenter would be able to build you something custom made for your home and get it to be hinged, but I don't know of any actual company that does that. I'm sorry.
We could connect you with
MegaPros,
Eric, and they could contact you during the week and talk with you about what you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, I've got their number. I listen quite frequently to your show. You're a mensch, David.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Shabbat shalom. And here's a number in case you need it.
847-658-8989.
All right, Eric, you good?
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Pam in Downers Grove, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we have a situation, and I really need your input.
Okay.
We have a house in Florida, an older home that was my mother's, and we ended up buying it for her and years ago, but we're trying to sell it. And when I say old, it still has jalousie windows on it.
Okay.
It's old, but it's in good shape. And we've maintained it because my husband and I would go out there during the winter. But we've put it on the market for $220. An offer from an investor just came in at $175 cash.
Mm-hmm.
What they said, what they broke down for us was the closing cost is going to be about $8,045, and then the prorated tax. Does this sound right to you? The closing costs sound, if it's a cash deal, why are the closing costs so high?
Because Florida, well, I wouldn't believe what anybody cash buyer tells you, number one. I would get an attorney to represent you, right? What part of Florida are you selling?
This is north of Tampa. It's a community called Spring Hill, Florida. And when my aunt bought it. My aunt and uncle bought it in 82.
Yeah.
And then he died, and then my mother moved in, and then my aunt, how that goes.
Sure.
And so, but Florida they're determined to ignore the older parts. So that area, the west end of Spring Hill has been kind of ignored. So what used to be a nice little street in front of the house is now a highway.
Got it. So here's what I'm going to do. I've got a colleague of mine who's one of the top lenders in Tampa. Okay, I'm going to ask him via text, what are the average closing costs for a $275,000 to $200,000 home north of Tampa? Okay, on the seller's side. Okay, because that's all you care about on your side, right? You don't care about the buyer's side.
I don't care. No.
Okay, so it's more your side. So I'll find out what it is. I'll find out for both sides. Okay, so you have an idea, and if he could recommend a real estate attorney to help you with this transaction down there. Okay, and I. And if he responds during the show, I'll mention it on air and contact you off the air as well.
You know, all of this stuff, when, I mean, we're older, and, you know, you buy a house and you're there for a while. It's like not only just the money, it's the emotional attachment to all these little things. And I think 175 is too low. I mean, when you deal with these guys, they just have, what, figures that they pop out of a computer?
Well, here's how it works, okay? What is it costing you on a monthly basis to own the house in Florida?
Well, let's see. It costs us...
A rough number, on a monthly basis. A monthly basis. $2,000 to $3,000 a month?
No, not even that much.
Okay, so I guess...
Maybe $500 a month.
Okay, so $500 a month, right? So is it worth it to you to invest $500 a month into this house to get more money, greater than $175? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Right. And how long is it going to take? That's the math. Right. So have you hired a realtor to put it on the market?
Yeah, it is on the market. And there's a couple that's representing us. And so far, they've been really good to deal with.
Okay,
they've
good.
Had open houses. Yeah. And they're pretty honest.
Okay.
I shouldn't say pretty honest. I don't know how.
All right. But, but you're happy with their performance so far.
Happy with them, yeah.
Okay, so here's what my recommendation is, right?
Yes.
How long has it been on the market?
Oh, it's been on the market since April.
Okay, I would tell them to incentivize buyers by saying 220 with a $10,000 closing cost credit.
Okay.
Right, how many offers have you gotten at 220?
None.
Okay, so then your house isn't worth 220.
No. They're all selling on that street now for like 180.
Okay, then your house isn't.
But our house has been maintained.
That's great. That's great. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You haven't gotten one offer at 220. Okay.
No.
So you go back to the realtor and say, "Our house, we've got no offer since April, May, June, July, August. 4 or 5 months, you've got no offer. Your house isn't worth 220." Sorry to inform you that. Okay.
No, that's okay. We knew it was high.
All right. Well, then, if you want to move it, you got to get it back into. Relative where it should be, and I instead of offering a closing cost credit at 220 because that's a little mashuggy, I'd ask them to price it in the right frame of where the market would be to move it without a closing cost credit. And if it's going to be close to 175, then take the 175.
Whoa! I have old ears, and you're a fast talker.
Okay, so here's the deal: house isn't worth 225 because you've got no offers at 225. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to your realtor and say, okay, let's get serious now. Thank you for listing our house above the market. It's obviously above the market because we have no offers. Your house is worth what somebody else is willing to pay for it, right?
Right. Correct.
It's not worth. You got a guy down there willing to pay you 175 cash. Okay, so you got one offer. So it's somewhere between 175 and something else and 225. You need to have a serious talk with your realtors that you're happy with and say, where do we price this to move it? Okay.
Okay.
That's it. That's a conversation. It's only costing you $500 a month, so it's not like a huge debt load on you, right? But if you're going to keep dropping it, that 175 is going to look sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, right? And there's no mortgage on it, right?
No.
Okay. So what can you do with $150,000, $60,000 after realtor fees in your pocket today instead of in your pocket 6 months?
Oh, those are big thoughts.
You got big numbers there. I mean, these are the thoughts that you need to start asking yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I'll find out the closing costs. I'll send a text message to my guy Johnny down there. He's a great guy. And if he gets back to me during the show, I'll announce it on air, okay?
All right. You're the best. I really appreciate your help. And even though you're a fast talker, I like you.
Well, I appreciate you. You just got to learn how to listen faster. Okay, Pam.
I can. My old Italian husband, he tries to, but he's so old and crabby. So
well, you've beaten him down. How long have you been married?
Hey, 55 years.
Okay, well, 45 years ago, he might have had a shot, but after 45 years with the Italian, forget about it. You're lucky the guy could still eat and talk.
Listen, after 1 year, I looked at him and I said, you know, I don't think this marriage is going to work for me. And he looked at me, and I was very young. He said, we don't get divorced in my family. I said, okay.
Right,
so that was the end of that.
All right, that's
so
good.
Here we are 55 years later, and we're still happy.
All right, well, you should check. You should write down what your definition of happy is and what his definition is. and see if it's the same. All right, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. We've got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Got a couple of text messages, and we have a special caller. Guest caller on at the hotline one, my best friend's wife. I'm a judge tomorrow. It's something very important, Tony, so pay attention. Bloody Mary tasting contest in Highwood, so we'll get to that in a minute. 312-981-7200. Hef, what other stone do you sell? Please list the type of stone that you have at your facility. So Hef, you're up.
The big two categories are natural stone and engineered stone. Natural stone, you have marble, granite, quartzite. Those are the main ones. Engineered stone, quartz is the main one.
Quartz is the main one?
Yeah.
Which is easier to maintain and take care of? Or are they the same?
They're not the same.
Okay.
Quartz is non-porous, very easy to maintain. Of the natural, granite is good, and quartzite is also good.
Got it. All right. Phone number?
847-205-4000.
Gary, can you tell me the difference? This is from 708.
Okay.
Can you tell me the difference between an Energy Star rated door and non-Energy Star rated? Are the doors you sell Energy or non-Energy Star rated?
Well, all the doors that we sell are Energy Star rated. That's going to be an insulated door, and it's going to meet building code, which is very important to recognize. If somebody's trying to put an entry door in your home that's not Energy Star rated, that's not going to be up to modern building codes.
How would somebody know?
Well, there's a label, an Energy Star label on the package.
Okay, there you go. And all your doors are Energy Star?
All our doors are Energy Star qualified, yes.
For Gil, we had a lot of hail damage from the storm, 708, I'm assuming South Suburban number, and it hit our AC Unit 2 on the tops and sides. Does that mean we need to replace it? I think we kind of covered that last segment, but another texter just came in, must not have
heard
the answer.
Not necessarily. It depends on if you have a condenser that has the exposed coils, or if there's a hail guard around it. So as long as it's working and it's not doesn't have a leak, you're okay. But you might want to have somebody come out and just comb out the fins and straighten out the fins to make sure that you get the proper airflow through the condenser.
All right, so we've got two, and then we're going to get to Elise here. Two more for you. If a makeup air unit can blown off its curb, I guess, I don't know what's going on. People are drinking while texting.
Yeah,
your home condenser can too. Is that a statement?
I think that's a statement. He sent a picture of a rooftop air conditioner that have blown off the curb.
Okay, so that he's just saying that. Okay, well, thank you for that. Can you please, can you clean PVC ducts in concrete slab?
Yes, you can.
What's the difference?
There's no difference. It does the same. It, the best thing, having PVC ducts in your slab is better because the steel ducts, they used to put steel ductwork in concrete slabs and steel rusts.
Mm.
PVC does not, so PVC will last forever. Well, not forever. I mean, eventually it might break down, but the PVC is going to last a lot longer than steel. Steel rusts, collapse, and then you got to actually abandon the duct system in the floor.
And the PVC can handle the wand that goes through to clean
yes.
the duct.
Yep, no problems.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick before we get to Elise. Hi, David. Love you. Love your show. Great way to get their text message read. Question for Dornboss. Can you check out AC with no power? Also, does anyone know anything about battery backup for our well? No power, no running water. Fun. Thank you. Texter from the 773.
You can check the AC, but you can't really check anything on it. You can make sure it's still there with no power, but you can't check if it's functioning properly. Got to make sure the power comes back on first. As far as your battery backup for your well, I mean, I think like an electrician could probably come up with something for that.
Got it.
I would think.
Elise Handelman. Did you change your last name, Elise?
No, I didn't. It's
Strongen. All right, well, you're married to my best friend, Jeff. You know, it would be nice if you took his last name. Just saying.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's not go there.
Okay, so what are we... let's not go there. All right, she's already got an attitude. So I'm going to be in Highwood tomorrow. Can you explain to our listeners what is going on in Highwood and what I will be doing?
We are having the 16th annual Sweet 16 Bloody Mary Fest on the 16th, so it's our golden birthday. We have about 14 different vendors that are actually part of the Bloody Mary competition. There will be a People's Choice competition where anybody that comes to the fest can sample and taste their way around the market, sample all the different competitors, and vote for their favorite. At the same time, we have our fabulous panel of judges, including you. And you guys not only vote for your favorite Bloody Mary, but you also vote for the best garnish. And while the bloodies that all the attendees are drinking are smaller and not as fancy, you guys get ridiculous, fancy, outrageous bloodies with these crazy garnishes that all the different bars and restaurants bring up to a stage that you guys will be positioned at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a party. Everybody's there. They're taking pictures. They're watching the judges. And then the winners are announced at 4:30. So the fest is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. right in the heart of Highwood. Since we're all going to be drinking, we are right on the Metro stop.
Perfect.
So you can take the Metro from Kenosha, from Chicago, from Indiana, stop at the Highwood station, and it is in Everett Park.
All right. I'm stopping home on the way home to get a colonic. Because I'm in it for the garnishments. So I stopped eating.
Yeah, for sure.
I stopped eating after breakfast today. I'm doing a full cleanse because I'm going to be drinking bloodies and eating a lot of garnishes. So the garnishes are pretty
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely.
All right, so it starts at what time tomorrow up in Highwood?
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you don't drink Bloody Marys, there are non-alcoholic drinks. There's all different restaurants and bars on site that are serving food so you don't get too wasted. There's vendors, artists and craft vendors. We've got live music, great music. There's games. There's something for the kids. It's a family fun festival.
All right. And we will see you tomorrow. Thank you for calling in. The golden the 16th anniversary on 20 on the it's your golden one. What is it again? It's the golden. What's it called?
Yeah, it's like the golden birthday, something like that. 16 on the 16th.
All right. Be fun. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Jeff. And all the listeners out there in Highwood tomorrow, thanks for calling. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, at least. 312, and give her 2. She's married to my best friend, even though she didn't take his last name. It's a whole other story. I would have given her 3 if she would have thrown Handelman on there, but that's another story. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. The Center Guard mailbag coming up next. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Want to start out by reminding everybody about Consumer Credit Union. Looking to purchase a car or a used car, a new car, give them a call about auto rates. They're super low as 4.99%. And you could also get a home equity line of credit if you qualify for as low as 6.25 prime minus a half with a start rate of prime minus 2. We send them 15, 20 listeners a week. I think I've already become the loan officer of the year over there at CCU. We make zero money referring home equity line of credit over there. We do it because it's in the best interest of our borrowers. So if you want what's going on, just give me a call and we'll make the introduction if it makes sense. We're going to jump right into the Center Guard mailbag here. We're kind of condensed because we have got White Sox baseball coming up with a hard out at 12:30. Two stories I just wanted to share with everybody. Unemployment, no matter what anybody tells you, weakness in U.S. full employment is deepening. Full employment fell by 160,000 jobs in July to 133.55 million, the lowest since December of 2024, marks the fourth consecutive monthly decline, totaling we lost 1.1 million jobs. Since January 2025, full employment has dropped by 2.35 million. Oh, what happened in January 2025? I wonder. As a result, the number of full-time workers in the U.S. is now just above 1.4% of the pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, the full employment-to-employment ratio has fallen to 82.4%, the third lowest since March of 2018. U.S. labor market is weak beneath the surface, which correlates to this national story by Redfin. The worst time to sell a home is right now, dire figures show. The pool of active U.S. home buyers has dwindled so drastically due to affordability concerns, pushing would-be house hunters onto the sidelines. The number of buyers in the market sunk to about 967,000 in July, the lowest level since Redfin began tracking this metric in 2013. Metric marks around 34% fewer home buyers than sellers, which is a challenge which will reduce pricing on homes, giving buyers a leg up as inventory swells, according to a new Redfin report. I will say that this is a national story. We are not seeing this locally. We are still seeing competitive bids throughout the marketplace locally. Real estate is local. Your home is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, just like the lady that called in, I believe her name was Pam, who's having challenges in Florida. Florida is a market, is one of the cooling markets in the United States, as well as Austin and other areas. The Chicagoland market is still on a pretty active equilibrium, if I do say so myself. And I just did, because I live in that world every single day. And we have clients coming to us looking to buy homes that lose out, and we continue to have to write pre-approval letters for them. So it is an active market here in Chicago. So, of course, you hear these numbers nationally. It hasn't gotten here yet on the big macro level. 312-981-7200. Half tricks that our listeners can do that they should know from inside the Marble Emporium there to keep material costs down. Go.
If you choose from one of our remnant pieces, that's one of the leftover jobs from a previous job, you can get very good prices. And we work with we work across the board, some very, very high-end, beautiful stone that you can get for a very good price. If you buy from our regular stock warehouse, we will only charge you per square foot of the complete product. We won't charge you for the full slabs. The most expensive option, and which a lot of people do this, we can source material from a local supplier, but that however many slabs your job requires, you are paying the full price for every slab.
Hmm. You've already gotten three calls from contractors reaching out to you from just being on the show. So if you're a contractor and you want to reach out and get on the list for Hef to follow up, what's the best number to reach you, Hef?
Best number is 847-205-4000. The best way to reach us is on our website. Fill out that form, marbleemporiumchicago.com.
And you have selected YMCA as your song of choice to sing?
That's right. Okay. I didn't know I was going to sing today.
Well, now you do. Congratulations. Either did Gary and either did Gil their first show. Right,
yep.
Guys?
Yes, yes sir.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
No.
That's your initiation. And tough if you don't like it. 312-981-7200. Need to replace my side entry door on my garage in Wakanda, Illinois. Do I need to use a company like Nextdoor and Window, or is this a handyman job? 847 texter.
No, you're going to want a professional installation to do that door. And if it's going from garage to house, that's one thing. It would be a fire rated door. If it's going from garage to outside, that would just be a standard entry door.
What do you recommend to replace a garage entry fire door?
Well, most fire-rated doors are going to be steel-insulated doors, and they have to have the fire-rated label on them.
Got it. 312-981-7200. Gil, what's the best number to reach Dornbos if I want to get my furnace inspected before the winter? You had talked about that earlier in the show. This texter just texted it.
708-831-2281.
One more time?
708-831-2281, and we have someone there. 24 hours a day answering.
All right, 815, then we're going to hit a break, Benny. My HELOC expires next year. My husband passed away. May his memory be an eternal blessing. Sorry for your loss. And his name is on the mortgage. My income is Social Security and our 401k. Will I be able to assume the mortgage and redo the HELOC? The answer is a definite maybe. Depends on how much your Social Security income is and how much is left in the 401k. Consumers Credit Union will use the 401k if you are of retirement age to calculate income based upon their asset depletion analysis, calculation is the right word, to determine how much of a HELOC. But I will call you on the way home, 815, and talk with you in more detail, because if you're texting into the show, it is a topic of top of mind and it's probably keeping you up at night, and that is not healthy. So I will call you after the show and we will talk about it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills, be right back for the last leg of the show. All right, so I texted my buddy down in Tampa and he got back to me. He said he looked up the property, says this, Pam, I know the listing agent very well, She is a big swinging, can't say the thing, in Tampa. So you got a big-time realtor helping you down there. He's worked with her in the past. That seems low on the high side. It seems like the lender has a lot of lender fees. But I would check to see if there is a title reissue credit and a tax probation credit to offset that a little bit. 3.5% in closing costs is about right. So he also sent me the name of a real estate attorney by the name of Andrew Hoke that I will forward to you. He said he is the best. So that is how we, this is what we do here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. We help listeners with their challenges throughout the United States. So this lady called, had a problem, wanted us, our opinion in Florida. Called my buddy down in Texas, down in Tampa. Boom, we got it settled. Does Marble Emporium do water jet cutting from 847?
Yes, we do. We do water jet cutting.
Is there different types of cutting?
Not really. There's water jet and there's the saw.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Two minutes. We're going to start with you. Go around. Everybody's got 2 minutes because we got a hard out for White Sox baseball at 12:30, and then we're going to have you sing, by the way. We're not going to forget Pat Hep from Marble Emporium. Nugget of knowledge, buddy. What do you want to leave our listeners with?
Marble Emporium is a full-service stone company. We do kitchen countertops, bathroom vanity tops, fireplaces, anything custom stone. In the Chicago area, Illinois, and even wider out. We're a family-owned business, been around since the 80s, and I'm the second generation. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, or contractors or designers, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach us is filling out the form on our website, marbleemporiumchicago.com. You can also call us at 847-205-4000.
Gary Armstrong, yes, also known... Your safe word is Anderson.
Anderson, correct.
Right. So when you're with Gary and he starts screaming, Gary Anderson, it's time to stop choking him. So 2 minutes and I'll get your knowledge.
Okay. Well, you know, next door in window, what we do is we carry the ultimate window. It's a Marvin Infinity fiberglass window. It's really impervious to all the elements. We carry insulated fiberglass doors. We're going to do a complete installation for you all the way through to the end of the job. So there's nothing for the homeowner to do at the end of the day, and that's very important to understand. We do have winter coming, so you know we are 9 to 11 weeks out, so please get your orders in today. We do have interest-free financing that has no money down. You can reach us at 844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com, and also make sure you ask for your special Gary Anderson discount.
Gary Anderson discount. Not the Gary Armstrong discount. If you ask for the Gary Anderson discount, you get a little bit of a Matrix discount. You see what I did there? Okay. All right. Gil from Dornbos, your nugget of knowledge for the last 2 minutes of the show, buddy.
Well, we talked about a lot of stuff today. Thanks for having us. We learned a lot about where the Sox play, and they're playing in Detroit. And they play at Guaranteed Rate Field, or Rate Field now. Dornbos is a locally owned company. We do all aspects of heating and cooling. You know, furnaces, ACs, heat pumps, duct cleaning, AeroSeal, steam humidifiers, regular humidifiers, at-raptor dehumidifiers for your basement. We do it all. So, you know, give us a call, 708-831-2281. Don't forget that we have the Cooling with a Cause going on right now with Project Fire Buddies. If you get anything out of this today, Google Project Fire Buddies. It's an awesome organization, local in Tinley Park. Started with local firemen, has spread to 14 different states. If you can become a Project Fire Buddy partner, it's awesome. So we are super proud to do a lot of stuff with our community. We give back to, you know, Project Fire Buddies, St. Baldrick's. We partner with an organization called Catch Me in Pink during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we like to give back to the community that's kept us in business and going for almost 100 years. Next year, we're going to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, and we're looking forward to it. So give us a call, 708-831-2281, or go to dornbos.com. That's dornbos.com/WGN.
And you also do duct cleaning. Lindemann does not do duct cleaning. Okay, so you got duct cleaning throughout the entire area.
The whole area, yep. And we do AeroSeal, too. We're a licensed AeroSeal company.
Do you go into Wisconsin, or are you at the Indiana?
We do not. We stay south of the border. So
Illinois border, you go into Indiana, or is it?
We go a little bit into northwest Indiana. So.
Tip your toe and then
Yeah, Indiana. Just a little bit. So
got it. Okay, so if you're looking for duct cleaning, you go out to DeKalb, or is that too far out?
It's too far out.
Aurora?
Aurora, we'll go to Aurora, yeah.
All right, so Aurora's probably the outer ring.
Yeah. That's about it, yeah.
So Chicago out to Aurora, all the way up to the Indiana line, all the way down to the Indiana line.
Yeah, south to, you know, Mokena, that area. So.
Okay. But duct cleaning is important as well.
Yes, it is.
Keep your home.
Yep, keep it clean.
Keep it clean. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, I will make this guarantee to you. We are big enough and small enough not to have to force your loan through our system. I've been seeing a lot of loans that have been coming to me from other lenders that our listeners are talking to. One guy sent me a text at 2:30 in the morning on Thursday. I was on the bathroom floor with some stomach challenges, let's say, and he's like, "Hey, is this true? You know, what else am I going to do? Of course, I'm going to respond. 4.25% on a refinance." I'm like, you know, it's 2026. It's not 2022, 2023. I go, "No, it's a bunch of crap." All right, he's like, "That's what I thought." I'm like, "So if you're getting garbage in the mail, which is what it is, it's garbage, okay, light some fires with it, because that's about as useful as that piece of paper is. Give me a call. If somebody's quoting you ridiculously low rates, call me. Here's the Hochberg, Team Hochberg Assurance. If somebody's got a better opportunity for you and your family, I'll be the first one to tell you it's a better opportunity for you and your family. I'll also be the first one to tell you that this scumbag lender is trying to pick you and your family off, and you have no idea what they're doing. So that's the Team Hochberg Assurance. I just came up with that. Gary, you like it? It's pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah. If somebody's quoting you something, send me the loan estimate. Let me look it over. I've been doing this over 26 years. I've got over 800 five-star Google reviews. We're going to do what's in your financial best interest, not my financial best interest. That's my guarantee to you. So if you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. And Tony, I'm going to end at this if you could give me this. Received a call driving home yesterday from a friend of mine in Northbrook that was at an event in Northbrook. She says, "There are some ladies talking about you, about this and that and this and that." I said, "You know what? I appreciate the call. So this is my message to everybody in Northbrook that's got a problem with David Hochberg. My telephone number is 773-456-6526. I'm the most accessible person on the radio. And if you have something to say about me or my family or anything else in my business, you could call me directly, and I will meet you at any Northbrook, the fine Northbrook establishments. I'll even buy you the coffee or buy you the beverage of your choice. So instead of talking about me that you don't know about me, why don't you meet me and learn about me, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you about anything that you are concerned about." That's what it is. Thank you for listening, everybody. We got White Sox baseball next. Go Bears, go Cubs, go White Sox. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay dry. I'll be in Highwood tomorrow.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gil Wagner from Dorn Boss Heating and Air Conditioning. Heth Belaris from Marble Emporium. And Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.